I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Heat of the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible. Proverbs. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. James. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Psalms. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. Matthew. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Numbers. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Psalms. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Proverbs. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. James. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, and of them that make peace. 2 Timothy. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Proverbs. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Colossians. Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Psalms. The mouth of righteousness speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Blessed are they that kept judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Matthew. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Psalms. The Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Mark. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been oft bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was nigh into the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Matthew. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge their borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms of the feast and the chief seats in the synagogues. And greetings in the markets to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is the greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he shall humble himself shall be exalted. Ephesians. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except he be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Philippians. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Revelation. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And from Science and Health, God is not moved by the breath of praise to do more than he already has done. Nor can the infinite do less than bestow all good, since he is unchanging wisdom and love. Divine love corrects and governs man. Men may pardon, but this divine principle alone reforms the sinner. God is not separate from the wisdom he bestows. The talents he gives, we must improve. In science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not like that of mortals in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being. Angels are pure thoughts from God, winged with truth and love, no matter what their individualism may be. Marriage should signify a union of hearts. Furthermore, the time cometh of which Jesus spake when he declared that in the resurrection there should be no more marrying nor given in marriage, but man would be as angels. Then shall soul rejoice in its own, in which passion has no part. The white-robed purity will unite in one person, masculine wisdom and feminine love, spiritual understanding and perpetual peace. Students are advised by the author to be charitable and kind, not only towards differing forms of religion and medicine, but to those who hold these differing opinions. Let us be faithful in pointing the way through Christ as we understand it, but let us also be careful always to judge righteous judgment and never to condemn rashly. In divine science, where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble. Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowal. It is the open fount which cries, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." Give sick people credit for sometimes knowing more than their doctors. Always support their trust in the power of mind to sustain the body. Never tell the sick that they have more courage than strength. Tell them, rather, that their strength is in proportion to their courage. If you make the sick realize this great truism, there will be no reaction from overexertion or from excited conditions. Maintain the facts of Christian Science, that spirit is God and therefore cannot be sick, and what is termed matter cannot be sick, that all causation is mind acting through spiritual law. Then hold your ground with the unshaken understanding of truth and love, and you will win. When you silence the witness against your plea, you destroy the evidence, for the disease disappears. The evidence before the corporeal senses is not the science of immortal man. If we feel the aspiration, humility, gratitude, and love which our words express, this God accepts. And it is wise not to try to deceive ourselves or others, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. As in Jesus' time, so today, tyranny and pride need to be whipped out of the temple, and humility and divine science to be welcomed in. God creates all forms of reality. His thoughts are spiritual realities, so-called mortal mind, being non-existent and consequently not within the range of immortal existence, could not, by stimulating deific power, invert the divine creation and afterwards recreate persons or things upon its own plane, since nothing exists beyond the range of all-inclusive infinity, in which and of which God is the sole creator. Mind, joyous in strength, dwells in the realm of mind. Mind's infinite ideas run and disport themselves. In humility, they climb the heights of holiness. Sorrow for wrongdoing is but one step towards reform, and it's the very easiest step. The next and great step, required by wisdom, is the test of our sincerity, namely reformation. We must pray without ceasing. Such prayer is answered insofar as we put our desires into practice. The Master's injunction is that we pray in secret and let our lives attest our sincerity.